Welcome to Doing It Bubba Style, the number one rated, internationally syndicated motorsports show. Brought to you by the award-winning father and son car building team and the hosts of the show, Bubba and Tom.
Morning, Bub. How we doing? It's another beautiful, sunny Saturday, South Florida morning. How you doing today?
Doing pretty good so far.
It's been pretty crazy, babe. Bub, we moved our camera angles around a little bit. We had our personal barber, JP, was here this morning. He was running in and out, getting us all taken care of. In fact, I think he's still outside the studio window. I see him sitting there, Bub. He's getting kind of cleaned up. Thanks for making sure we look this episode, Bub.
Yeah, man. Should be pretty good so far. Hopefully. Levels and everything coming strong for everyone out there, and hopefully we don't have trouble cutting out like yesterday. The video quality was just really screwing up yesterday.
It was, but I think you determined exactly what that problem was, didn't you?
We'll see if that was the problem.
Yeah, what did you find out that was, Bob?
I don't know, something about the frequency and the megahertz of the Wi-Fi with the 2.4 and the 5 on the streaming size of the file to the download of the 720 with the 1080 and all kinds of junk in it. I don't know, dude.
I went through
and changed some settings and that was it.
You can't plug and play and go, can you, Bob?
No, man.
This episode is brought to you by Bubba's Exotic Motorsports.com. It's Outlaw Boutique. It's pretty much relegated over to Instagram, isn't it now, Bob?
Yeah, pretty much, man. It's all online store, online shopping now. And, you know, that's really the way today's world's going. We talked about that a little bit yesterday in terms of, you know, really having everything at your fingertips anymore. There's almost an app for everything out there anymore.
That's crazy.
I mean, everything's just literally done on your smartphone devices, whether they're Androids or the Apple setups. You know, you can literally just pull your phone out, do anything and everything you possibly want. And that's what's hard about, you know, today's retail business is
talk about that.
You can literally just go and pull something up right at your fingertips and be like, well, listen, I can find it here and have it in 2 days, free shipping. So why don't I just do it that way? First, go out, and whether it's Christmas time, run around and shopping, fighting through the malls and all that crap.
How about that, man? That's so very, very true. And Orange County Choppers, ladies and gentlemen, Orange County Choppers are choppers done Bubba style. But they've been crazy up there, man. We it's been hard for us to even talk to them this last week. They've been wrapping up season 2 up there, which starts February 12th. Yours truly and the master Bubba will be on a couple of American Choppers coming up with your series. That's going to be exciting.
Yeah, going to be pretty looking forward to 12th, man. That's not this day coming up, but next week.
Some of the stuff, they're pretty good. And, Bub, we're going to be doing some other stuff we're not ready to talk about yet, which will put us over on another Discovery-based show with Senior and a car.
Wait, what?
Well, I can't tell you.
What are you talking about now?
I can't tell you too much. So we'll get into that more later on. You know the vet, Bub.
Yeah, what about it?
Well, you know the other show that's got to make an appearance on.
Okay.
So we're going to be talking a little bit about that as well, Bub. We're going to have a great show for you today, ladies and gentlemen. We are going to be joined by Mike Myers from Motorhead Garage Productions. Really cool cat, man. You know, Bub, I'm a man of the literary words, written word. I love that stuff. He writes children's books, Bub, and you and I have both looked at what he does, and it's pretty exciting stuff, man.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Really exciting stuff. Tony from 50 Plus Prime's out there listening to us today, Bub. A lot of great stuff, man. How do you think the new BEM lobby's looking?
It's coming together, man. It's, you know, if you guys are out there and haven't been following us too long, BEM has been in business since 2004, and we have actually, you know, continued to progress and make forward progression along the ways. And we actually had a custom-built facility done for us here over the past, August, we started that process. And it's still underway right now, actually in the new radio studio. And, you know, it's coming together really well. But, you know, a lot of that is it's crazy, man. Having, you know, offices built, everything designed out literally to spec. So it's, you know, it's like a dealership now when you walk in, you know, a lounge and waiting room and lobby area up front. Got call. It's got water, it's got energy. It's very, very relaxed. Hidden, it's actually behind a set of doors so that You know, your everyday client, you know, can't just walk in and get a hold of these clowns whenever they're sitting here having a great time, because that's when they like some privacy,
yeah,
have some fun with each other, and stay very low-key and out of the public's
eye. Right on. Morning to your beautiful bride, Layla. Fine, Robin. Hey, Mac Malone says, Mac, where are you from? And good morning to you, said Bob. Because I ask people, I encourage people to tell us about what their show ideas are. He says, let's talk about everybody buying wheels and tires online, and after they receive them to the house, they don't know how to install them. What do you do when you have a customer like this? But then he goes on to say, Bob, and it's perfect. It's so you and Senior and I. All you got to do is grab a hammer and boom, problem solved.
Hey, you know, it's crazy too, because that's, it's funny. It's funny, Max. That's what we get a lot is,
yeah,
you know, you get these people that, and honestly, we've gotten to a point where, and it's funny, I'll bring this all in a second. You know, you do have that clientele out there. You have these guys that, you know, always want to nickel and dime everything. And it's, we had,
yep,
it happen a couple weeks ago, even with a close friend of mine that, you know, they wanted to act like a big baller and have these hookups and do referrals and all that kind,
yep,
of stuff. And, you know, brought them in and then, you know, spent hours of time with them, you know, building up this wheel and tire package, literally a wheel and tire package to, price this thing up, package it up, do something super nice, direct fit bolt on, easy as it gets. Literally, like, here's the specs. This is what's going to fit perfection. Like, no rubbing, no scrubbing. Take it out of the box. Stick it on with the tire pressure monitors, with the black lug nuts,
and
everything start to finish.
And
total waste of time, right? So another person that just wanted, well, I've seen I can get the same set on eBay for about $300
good,
cheaper. And I'm like,
fire,
okay, go ahead and get them there and then let me know what you get,
yeah,
as an end result. Because they're not going to come with program monitors. They're not going to come ready to go out of the box, stick them
balanced
on.
Up.
The freaking weight's going to fly
spacing
off the first time,
yep,
you go over 30.
Yep. And you know what the funny part about all that is? Don't come in here and ask me to fix your problem for free.
Well, and that's what they'll get to at the end. Like, oh, hey, yeah, you know, I went ahead and bought a set online, but now I'm having some wobbling in the front. Well, go ahead. Take it on wobbly down the road.
Exactly, Bob. Exactly. Mac, good thing is, man, always call a professional. For example, us or Bub or somebody else or other very, very good wheel and tire people in the industry. Bub knows that, like he knows everything about these cars inside and out. Offsiding, what do they call it? Backside spacing?
Yeah, offsets, backside spacing, same thing.
All of that stuff, man, it has to be taken into consideration when you're looking at buying a set of wheels and tires, low profile, high profile. Did the people who mount them mount the dots on the tire opposite, you know, 180 degrees opposite of the valve stem? Why do you do that, Bub?
Well, it's there are imperfections in the actual tire. So wheel and tire packages, you have a wheel naturally that has a hole or multiple holes, especially in today's designs, depending on how low pro the rim is. You'll have multiple designs of like a hole mounted for a valve stem and also for a tire pressure monitor. So those holes are mounted and set in a specific spot on that rim. They don't just take a random spot and drill it. They actually pick the lightest spot of the wheel and then they drill the hole there, which gives you, by the time you add the weight of that valve stem or monitor that's going to go there, gives you more of an even balance of that rim, right? So that's the point of putting it in a certain location. Same thing with the tire. The tires typically come with either yellow or red dot that's marked on them. You want to line that up to the valve stem, and that'll give you that offset and the balance so that you have to use less weights when you're done with the actual assembly of the tire and rim.
Morning to Jeff Corsi out there, longtime friend of the family, Bub, longtime client with us. Jeff's a professional private pilot, man. And it's pretty cool because he put some neat postings out there on his Instagram. Look him up, Jeff Corsi, Corsey. I love when he flies with his Batman mask on.
Yeah, right?
That's pretty funny, right?
That's pretty funny.
Multi-million dollar jet with high-end individuals in the back, and he's Batman.
Hey, that's all right.
Morning to the BEM dirt track driver, Mr. Mark Hoffman. He's out there with us as well. Hey, Mark, what was going on with the family? I saw you said somebody up there was sick. Tell me what's going on with them. You're not going to be able to make it down. I don't think you're going to make it down for the Cars and Coffee event, if I recall correctly on that. Right, Bub?
Yeah, I don't know.
Hey, Bub, yesterday we talked a little bit about the celebrity interiors that you design. And it's not just the celebrity interiors. It's anybody's interior, really. It just depends on – from a celebrity standpoint, they like things very custom. And you like doing things very, very custom, okay?
Yeah.
So I want to take a few minutes. I want to step through that process. Designing an interior is not easy. Doing stock interior works fairly easy. You can order a new set of seat covers, say, for example. But in this particular application, you're doing a very military-esque, rough Kevlar industrial-grade exterior – and a Rolls-Royce style interior. So there's nothing you can pick up the phone and order on this, which makes it very complicated and very long-term.
Yeah.
Okay. Your ROI at the end of the day is very minimal because you do have so much in time and energy and effort and labor and materials involved.
Yeah.
And people don't understand that it's not just what you see on TV, whether it's us or OCC or what. It's not what you see on TV. It doesn't just go where you sit down, you say, okay, this is my idea, I'm going to sew it, and it goes together. No. You know, at $135 an hour bill rate, you're having to go back and forth and look at that design 4 and 5 times.
Mm-hmm.
That takes out of your bottom line profit.
Well, always, you know, anytime you're sitting down and you're not physically hands-on work, you're cutting into your profit, right? Because anything else is just sitting and wasting time, whether it's you know, color choices or changes. You know, this build that we're doing, that if you guys haven't seen it yet, go back and look at a few of our previous posts we've done on both Instagram and also on the Facebook wall. You guys can see those things, and, yeah, and you'll actually see this excursion we're doing right now. It is a full matte black Kevlar coated excursion that's got a 2008 to 2010 F-350 Super Duty front end conversion we're doing on it. Same thing as the interior. We're going all 08 to 10 F-350 Super Duty interior. Plus, the entire rear end of this truck internally is all going to be of a limousine style. So it's going to be very open, super high-end and luxury, with diamond stitching, with suede, with leather. So it's going to be something that you go out and you cruise and enjoy, but it has that very rough and aggressive exterior finish on the outside. So it looks like this thing's just ready to hit a war zone.
So, Bub, the intent of it is, what is it going to be used for? What is the overall
use? I mean, it's going to be a street cruiser, you know. Although it's fully functional in terms of, like, we've got custom one-off wheel and tire packages on there from XD Racing, which is also going to be the Attic two-wheel. And we've got the Nitto tires, the Ridge Grapplers on there. So super, super aggressive sidewall and tread pattern to it, but really, really smooth highway pattern when it's on the road, to the design, the lift kit of it. So everything about this will be fully functional. If it ever wanted to go tear it up off-road, it could do it. And that is a fully tuned and built 7.3-liter turbo diesel. So it's going to go out and have a lot of fun, a lot of torque. But that's not what this client's going to do with it. He just wants that super aggressive, bold, nasty off-road and military-style look to the outside. But he's just going to drive it on the streets and sit in high-end luxury and class on the inside.
In the meantime, he hits you with other projects that he wants to squeeze in between it, plus all the other great cars that you're building as well.
Yeah, some pretty sick stuff.
Yeah, really.
I'll be right back. I got to pee. Start talking.
Really? Okay, well, ladies and gentlemen, the master's going to go pee real quick. I'm going to bring you up to date on a couple things. Mark Hoffman, the BEM number 12 dirt track driver, says his mom's not feeling well. So let's all keep our Mark and his mom in our thoughts and prayers. She's not feeling well. She lives in Manassas, Virginia. It's a very famous area. As you know, the Battle of Manassas was fought there. He is going to stay there with her. We were hoping he would get down here and spend some time with us for the
false alarm. It was just two drops.
Cars and Coffee event. And he says he's 100% bummed out. But on the bright note, the groundhog did not see his shadow. So racing can return early up there, Bob.
Well, that's really good. I know he likes to get out there and tear it up on that dirt track.
Man, I was talking to some of our fans up in Chicago, Bob. 40 degrees below zero.
Yeah, forget it.
Man, that's not fun, is it?
That's cold, dude. It was not even like 62 out here the other day, and it was way too cold.
Yeah, and the rain as well. Didn't make it very well. Anyways, Bub, you have to deal with these designs. Okay, you come to the design like
black or all murdered out, everything on the thing black, or maybe you want some two-tone accenting, maybe you want a custom paint job, maybe you want a subtle interior, maybe you want a really aggressive interior. You know, it all just depends on exactly what it is you want. You try to create this vision. Well, that vision sometimes doesn't always come through like what you saw in your mind, right?
Correct.
Maybe you saw something on TV, on Barrett Jackson, on another car show. Maybe you saw some red leather and you thought it looked really good and you want it in yours. But then when you start kind of applying it, you're like, you know, I'm not really feeling it now that I've seen it in front of me. Well, that happens a lot when you're doing custom stuff. So what we like to do is kind of get a rough game plan together of, you know, here's the direction we're going with the build. This is where we're going. You know, we know that we're going to do guaranteed things. We know, for example, on this excursion we're doing, we know we're doing this thing in a matte black coated Kevlar, right? Super, super heavy grain Kevlar coating, and the texture literally will take skin off your hand when you run your hand down the sides of the thing. That's how aggressive it is.
It is rough.
So, you know, you know that that's going to be a start, right? Okay, so we've done that. Now step back, now that the big step is done, and let's start looking at the fine details, break it up a little bit. Do we want to just keep doing everything in terms of like the, you know, door handles, the mirrors, all the little accent pieces? You want to keep them all the same and just do it all matte black Kevlar? Or does that look too cheap, like you just quickly scuffed everything and shut it all? Well, Of course, that's the end result. So we went ahead and two-tone everything. We added some gloss black in there. We added some matte bronze in there to match up with the wheels. So we added not only that super dark aggression to the outside and that heavy-duty look, but also brought in a lot of that clean and class style just to tie everything together. So it looks like we went that extra mile and made it a touch more than just shooting everything one coat and being done.
So, Bob, it when you design these things, it's much more than just what you see at the onset. You go through variations, adaptations, changes. And how does that wear in on your time?
So, it definitely does, man. It's, instead of just being able to take a seat out and be like, hey, listen, like, I feel like we're going to do so this seat originally is all tan leather. Let's take it from there and move it up a step. Okay, right. So we're going to replace all the leather with a color that you want. But do we want to keep that same plain design in the centers, like the inserts of the seats? Most car manufacturers today give you some sort of two-toning, whether it's like with a, you know, offset of maybe a suede insert if it's got perforations for either heated or cooled seats, which are like the little dots that you see everywhere. So either something like that, like a leather suede combo, that's super high end. That's all the way kind of across the board, whether it's Mercedes, Ferrari, Bentley, Cadillac, everybody kind of does that leather suede combo. So it's normal to see with your eye and it looks very good. So putting it into an older project makes that older project look naturally like today's technology and design, because it's what people are used to today. Right. So you start drawing up these designs on these seats. You take an original seat, you pull it out, you're looking at it, and you're like, okay, well, let's do something different. So you've got a couple seats you can work with, all the seats in the truck. You can start drawing different designs on each one of the seats and figure out what you want to do. Do you want to do diamonds in it? Do you want to do square patterns? Do you want to do traditional pleats straight up and down, left and right? Do you want to do a single stitch down the center, just do a French seam? You can look at all of that and play with it until you come up with visually what you want before you start wasting your time in stitching material and putting it together and be like, oh, I don't really like it.
So what do you look for? Excuse me, Bob. What do you look for in the pattern of a grain? Whether it's – and first of all, let's address that. Do you look for a thick grain? Do you look for a thin grain? Is there a difference? What is the grain and what does that do?
So all leathers, even vinyls, have different grains, right? So they'll have some will be a super, super heavy texture. Some will look very vintage and washed if you're doing something really retro. Some of it will be very, very smooth, almost has like a shine to it. So you have to find that material that best fits your style. To me, I like more of a natural-looking leather grain. That's got, medium texture to it, nothing over the top, naturally compares to most of today's manufacturers' grains in terms of like the way the dashboard plastics look. So if you do change maybe cloth seats into leather in, say, one of today's vehicles, you can literally match it to like the grain of the plastic. And that's sort of that grain style that I like because it gives you something that's uniform throughout.
What about, Bob, leather versus vinyl?
Yeah, that's a tricky one. It's all about money right there. That's all that comes down to. Leather versus vinyl is all about money. How far you want to go? Leather is expensive. Vinyl is cheaper. Both of them last and both of them wear. It's just that simple. It's just picking how much you want to put into a material, whether you want to spend $100 on material or whether you want to spend probably $2,500 to do the exact same job. That's really what you're looking at. It's a really big difference when you compare the price of you're buying literally a dyed color cow hide. That's what you're buying. And you can only use so much of that for in terms of the patterns. And you have to buy another hide. You can't buy a quarter hide or a half hide where you can buy your yardage like you do with vinyl. You can buy a yard, 2 yards, whatever you need.
So, Bob, what about the care, the cleaning and care of leather versus vinyl? In other words, I know that in live organisms like human beings and animals, we have oils in our skin.
Mm-hmm.
What about leather, taking care of leather? How do you do that versus vinyl?
It's, same thing. There's just certain conditioners. Same thing as like wheel cleaners. You know, there's stuff that's meant for vinyl. There's stuff that's meant for leather. There's stuff that is meant for, chrome rims. There's stuff that's meant for powder coated and clear coated rims. So there's just a specific product line, and you have to make sure you're buying for that. But it's still the same thing. You clean it, you take care of it, you maintain it, you condition it, and it'll last.
From a leather perspective, do you have any tips or recommendations for how often to condition the leather? Colder environments versus hot environments, kind of thing.
Yeah, no, that's I feel like that's just all going to be down to what you just mentioned. You know, how dirty is your vehicle? How much use does it get? How much wear does it get? Are you in warm climate? Are you in cold climate? All that stuff's going to change. But I keep my stuff clean every other weekend. So it's to me, it's not, it's like natural to me to keep my stuff clean and maintained.
Do the vinyls need though, Bub, kind of the same oils in them, like the, like a leather, or is that kind of different? Like, in other words, is the product different in its composition?
Yeah, I mean, they're two different products. One's vinyl, one's leather. They're both made of two totally different things, but you still take care of them the same way.
Yes, exactly. But you just, leather just needs oil, doesn't it? It just kind of...
Yeah, you're really stuck on this oiling up the leather.
Because I think a lot of people miss leather conditioning. If you look at the interior of a lot of leather cars, it's cracked.
Yeah.
And that is because I don't think people know how to maintain that leather properly. Once every 6 months, I think, is a minimum that you should be addressing that leather and getting a good conditioner on top of it.
Yeah.
And once you do that, I think you're it'll last you longer. And by the way, it retains the smell of the leather in the car as well.
Yep.
How about exotics?
What about them?
Tell us a little bit about them. What defines an exotic? What use would you have for them? And how do you care for them as well?
So same thing, man. You know, exotics typically are more in that high-end car market, typically rides over six figures. You're not really finding an exotic much cheaper than that, at least in a brand new condition, and, you know, right off a showroom floor. But those are still the same thing. You know, they're made with full leathers. They're made with Italian suedes. So these things are made with the highest end of what you can purchase and buy. So you want to take care of it that much more. You're spending a lot more for a vehicle. You're spending a lot more in terms of repairs if something were to go wrong. So take care of it along the way.
What about, Bub, what would you consider, what category would we consider like alligator or ostrich or something like that? How about, talk a little bit about that.
Are you saying that kind of exotic, like an exotic material?
Yeah, an exotic material as well, because to your point, you'll find that in exotic cars or on exotic thing, for example.
So it's the same thing. So you can buy real exotic skin of whether it's crocodile, ostrich, alligator, you know, boa. You can buy any real skin that you want in terms of leather. You can also buy simulated versions of it in vinyl. So to me personally, both are great. Again, that comes down to money, depending on the ride you're putting in. It also comes down to how much the thing's going to get used. If you want some small accenting pieces, there's really, really high quality, great simulated versions of, you know, crocodiles and alligators and boa and snake. There's great versions of that that are simulated that look almost identical, literally almost identical. The average person would never know. And you could take that stuff and literally stitch it right up. And it sometimes can last even better because you can get it in a marine grade. So, for example, like custom motorcycle seats, things like that, they get used a little more. Golf carts, you know, off-road, on-road stuff, if you want that custom upholstery style design in that.
For example, Bub, you were doing a golf cart here recently. You did a it was an exotic. It was a faux meaning that it is not real. F-A-U-X, faux, ostrich, and it was with red stitch. The reason you use that, to your point, is because it's going to be outside. It's going to see some of the extremes of the temperature. It's not something you'd want to take the original one and use. Is that correct?
Yeah. Yeah. You know, that one was, you know, so we did a super, super crazy custom golf cart here just recently, actually for a really high-end custom golf cart designer and builder here locally.
Yes.
in Florida. So we did a custom cart for actually a few custom carts for him lately. We've got a third one we're doing right now. And, you know, everything from the paint jobs that are insane, literally stuff that looks like it would belong on a bass boat. So super, super heavy grain and flake to it, pops really, really hard in the sun using all of PPG's highest end product, which is what we do on everything here. So it's not just, even though you're using or doing it on a golf cart, something that's cheap, something that's not worth a lot of money, you still go that extra mile and put in that best quality product you can get. And let me tell you, it shows, man, when you compare the three carts we've done for him now versus any of his priors, it's a night and day difference. Some carts look like they're worth $3,000. Some carts look like they're worth 12, and it's a massive difference.
It is. It does make a difference. Good morning to the official orthopedic doctor of Bubba's Exotic Motorsports, Dr. Wade Van Sice, also works with the Miami Marlins as well. They don't come any better. He's getting his big annual fry. I saw those steel pots out there ready to cook those things up, Bub.
Yeah.
I heard the doc's having a lot of trouble, Bub, with, he bought the new Colorado, that 8-speed transmission. It's the third torque converter that's gone bad in that thing. What is causing the problem, man?
Yeah, that's a pretty big problem.
What is it? I don't explain to us technically and mechanically what the torque converter is and what it does.
So automatic transmissions, that's essentially the fluid pump that gets everything from the engine, connects it to the transmission, and the power through the drivetrain into the wheels.
And what causes them to go bad?
So typically, man, those things will go bad after very, very hard use or high mileage. But in a case like his, you know, he's working with something that's actually got a few known issues on it. So it's something that is either a flaw in the design of it. You know, GM's been really playing around with a lot of new style transmission stuff that, you know, they've kind of shifted away from that normal old school stuff, the 4 and 6 speed automatics, now moving into 8 and 10 speed automatics. And all of that stuff comes with its little flaws. And I think that's what he's dealing with. He's got something that has a bad design to it. It hasn't been proven yet. It hasn't been figured out and tested fully. And he's just stuck in the middle. And now they're either going to have to take care of it or, you know, look at going a different route.
So, Bub, can you buy, for example, from Monster Transmission or somebody like that, can you buy – a lot of these aftermarket companies will jump on problems like these and supersede the factory problem. Are those kinds of parts available, especially on an 18 and a 17?
Yeah, it depends on the product market. You know, sometimes there's stuff available right away. Sometimes there's not. You know, we're looking at for the longest time, for example, the EcoBoost Mustang we built for SEMA last year is it's now at that point where it needs a clutch in the car. We couldn't get one originally when that car came out. No one built and designed a clutch for it. Now you can get stage 3 clutches for it. And literally that's just as of the past few months that you can get a clutch kit for these cars to really withstand and handle some high horsepower.
So what would you suggest Dr. Van Sice do? I mean, other than continuing to go back to the dealership,
it's kind of the only option right now.
You know, he is a very, 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 tremendously, talented, doctor like you are, to your profession. He's very, very busy. He doesn't have time to run up and down the roads, man, and take care of this stuff.
Yeah, no, I get it, man. It's, sometimes that's just the what you're a situation you get dealt and you got to just take care of it. So it's either you can continue on playing with the same thing over and over or cut the loss and move on and go a different direction. It's that simple. It's one or the other.
And as lemon laws don't really exist so much anymore because, you know, corporate lawyers can know how to, you know, fox themselves around these problems.
Yeah, always. Oh, has a vehicle been off-road one time? Okay, there's your problem.
There it is. Exactly.
It's just that simple.
It's exactly what they do, man.
Yeah.
And they'll throw it back on that. But didn't, the Duramax diesels, the bigger trucks, the bigger GMs, don't they deal with 8-speed transmissions and stuff like that? Or maybe, I don't know.
Yeah, no, there's they all do. It's, you know, it's kind of transmissions that everybody's going to now. Ford is up to, you know, putting 10-speeds in pretty much everything now. Mopar, same thing. GM right there behind them. So it's, you know, a lot of heavy duty transmissions are coming out. So this is just one of those problems where it's just something simple that's got to get figured out and proven and find exactly what is the problem and how to resolve that for the future vehicles coming out.
Or how about they put the dock in a new vehicle?
Yeah, it's that simple. That's what I'm saying. It's either, you know, they work with it and make it happen or you go a different direction.
Exactly.
It's one or the other.
Yeah, well, whatever we need to do to help him out, we will. We're going to bring in the BEM dirt track driver, Mr. Mark Hoffman, for a quick 2-minute segment because we are so backed up this morning, Bub, with time. Mark, good morning. You're on the air with us. How are you today, my friend?
Good, with the exception of scrubbing my trip.
Yes, yeah, you guys weren't able to make it up this way, man, actually down this way.
Stuff happens, but just wanted to give you the heads up that some of our team members are down in Florida right now and Georgia running dirt weeks, so night one kind of got rained out, so everything gets started up again at 12 noon today.
We have been experiencing a lot of rain, haven't we, Bub?
Yeah, it's just nature just wants to put her monkey wrench in anything that we want to do.
Yeah, it is. But you know what? You have to just stay strong, keep the faith, man. Next year, it'll be so hot that everybody will be complaining that it's hot, you know?
Well, I wanted to bring up the fact that there may be a chance that I will work the Barrett-Jackson Palm Beach.
Yeah, and if you guys want to meet the BEM dirt track driver, come to the Barrett-Jackson show in April. He'll be there. We'll be there. I'm sure Dr. Van Sice will be there. We'll all be there. Of course, Dr. Van Sice has to go everywhere we go because I can't go anywhere without a leash on me.
Pretty much.
Pretty much. That's
but,
the case.
I just wanted to call and check in. It's been forever. And
Long 3 months for us.
What's the podcast schedule now? Is it once a month or every other week? Or what's the schedule?
Go ahead, Bub.
So what we're doing, Mark, is, you know, a lot of changes have been made here in terms of production, the way the layout of the shop is set up, and scheduling. So what we're doing is actually doing a daily Friday show, which is seen live on Facebook, and those are done live. So we do that one daily every Friday. And then what we're doing is the live stream podcast, which you're seeing now, is actually done the first Saturday of every month from 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. or 9 to 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time.
And the reasons behind that, Mark, just so you know, and it's just it's been crazy. We have shared with everybody quite a bit about the co-development of the Senior Series Orange County Chopper retail bike. That's no secret. This facility was built specifically for the manufacturing of those vehicles. So we will be spending some time with Senior and his crew over on the Discovery side. Bob and I are currently in negotiations with another cable television network channel to potentially launch another show. Plus these two number one rated internationally syndicated motorsport shows, which, as you know, based on the news release, a press release that went out, I think it was November we found out about it, broke 10 million viewers and audience members worldwide, Mark. So it's you know, we've got a lot of new show stuff coming up. We've got a lot of great things happening. You know, 2018 was a very challenging year for us. But, you know, you got to stick to your guns and keep to your faith and move forward, man.
Well, while I'm thinking about it, next time you chat with Senior, see if he can hook me up with a OCC decal for the car, and I'll help advertise the bikes.
That would be great. I speak to Senior on a daily basis, as does Bub. So I will gladly, and that's no problem at all. Actually, there with the advent of the new co-development of the BEM OCC retail Senior Series bikes, there is a retail area set up in our lobby. And if you look at our Facebook page, you'll see that. You've already seen it, Mark. You know what it looks like.
Yeah.
But there's an area out there that is specifically dedicated to the retail sales for BEM and OCC. So there'll be shirts out there. We'll have one of the bikes in the window. It'll be a destination stop for fans. It's going to be pretty cool, man.
All righty. Well, there is a bike/car show coming up June 15th at the Calvert County Fairgrounds. Hosted by the Hell's Angels.
Oh, neat,
man.
Might
be something for you guys to bring a bike down.
Might not be a bad idea. Bub's building a bike for a guy from Calvert County now, right? He's in Calvert County, right, Bub?
Yeah,
so Bub's doing a trike for a guy up there in Calvert County now. So, well, Mark, thank you very much.
By the way, your Facebook feed just quit.
I'm sure it well, I wonder if it comes in and out, because I can see we're live now here on this side.
Okay.
So, all right, Mark, thank you very much for calling in. I really appreciate it. We'll be talking to you and we'll be seeing you even sooner. Can't wait, man.
All righty. Have a good one.
Thank you so much.
Mark.
Ladies and gentlemen, the BEM Dirt Track driver, Mr. Mark Hoffman, willing to put that OCC sticker on the car with the BEM sticker and bang up a car, Bub.
Hey, man, get out there and do it.
How about that, Bub?
Yeah.
So, Bub, we're going to jump back into this thing. We were talking a little bit about transmissions. More notably, we were following up on yesterday's show and this great player's interior that you're building and how you're doing it. One of the things I really like, Bub, and if everybody goes to our Facebook page out there, what you'll see is, and good morning to Mike Myers. Mike is the children's author that we're going to be having in here, Bub, with his books. You've seen them, Bub. They're pretty cool little books, man. It's almost like a Dr. Seuss book. It's really good from the Motorhead Garage Productions children's series. He's doing some really good stuff out there. But, Bub, one of the things I really liked, and people can see this out on our Facebook page, Bubba's Motorsports from yesterday's live stream. I love the silhouette you captured of him hitting that home run, kind of looking like this into the sun to shadow it, to see the ball go over the fence. And you physically created that and are putting it into the headliner itself.
Yeah. Yeah. It's, you know, that's going to be part of those, you know, just one of those custom things and that small touch that you do that really, you know, takes that truck and just personalizes it that much more. And, you know, to his style, to his liking and to his taste. And that's what you want to do is, you know, you're building these things one off. Everything on this ride is literally off, whether it's the brackets to the conversion kits to, you know, the design of the upholstery to, you know, just down to color mixing the dyes for everything. It's all down to, you know, literally one off. There's nothing that you pick up the phone and just call an order for this thing.
No, there's not, man.
It's making each product fit onto an excursion. And that was, you know, it was a rare vehicle. It wasn't one that was done for a lot of years. And to convert it and modernize it and bring it up to today's standard is, it's definitely a lot of work. It's a pretty big task.
Well, what's crazy is, Bud, when you stood up the headliner yesterday to show the silhouette in place before you put the new suede, the whiskey suede, is that a perforated leather headliner you're using?
No. So that's just going to be it's a eighth inch foam backed suede headliner done in whiskey. The color is actually a custom color whiskey.
Okay. When you did that, and it was cool because people couldn't see it. You very easily faded, you feathered the edges in, so it had a very smooth graduation into the silhouette itself, right? Mm-hmm. But what I'm amazed by is that's a 13-foot tall headliner when you stand that thing up and lean it against a pole, man.
Yeah, no, it's a pretty monster headliner. That's why it's actually going to have custom stitching done in it, which most headliners don't. But this one's going to actually require custom stitching design into it. Naturally, we are going to do some stitching into it, but for the simple fact that going with a custom color suede, that is not available in a width, or you can't even buy it or custom make it into a width needed to cover the left to right side of this headliner. So it's actually going to be done in a full custom stitch design, which is super, super tricky and hard to do on something that long to have straight lines doing French seams. It's a pretty, pretty solid task.
No, it is, Bob. And I love the way when you join those things to get what you're doing, almost like a baseball stitch front that runs east to west in there, to kind of join the two areas, break it up. So it's not just one long, you know, boring looking headline. You're breaking it up and giving it some style and everything.
Yeah.
Like,
you know,
that.
It's something that's going to be totally precise, man. It's the precision of not only doing the stitch, but the draw line on it just to get the stitch set up and to sew, you know, the material together on its backsides and flip it over and French seam them together. That's, you know, to do that 10 inches is hard. To do it 6 feet is insane.
And it's just you building all these cars, but people don't understand that it's just you. We had a guy show up, what was it, the other day. He was one of the first people that came to see us when we moved to South Florida.
I'll just throw it out there. Another waste of time, man. Straight up.
People just wasting time.
Yeah.
But he stopped by here and said his friend told him we had moved from Jupiter to the new facility. And he wanted us to help him find a vehicle. I said, look, man, I'm not interested. We're done with the old vehicles.
Go figure it out yourself.
Yep. And
honestly,
and he said he had said that it took him 5 years to restore this one car since he last really saw it.
Yeah, that's doing one.
And that's doing one, right? One person doing one car. And that's much the story that's happened here since we moved to South Florida. It's been nothing but drug addicts and alcoholics that have walked through our doors and created a lot of issues. And it's just you building all of these vehicles.
Yeah.
And it's one at a time, you know, and it can only go so fast. And he said, you know, something that caught me really off guard, he said, and it's something you and I have been saying, he goes, people don't know how long it truly takes.
No, not if you're doing stuff that's, man, doing easy bolt-on crap is stuff that can be done in minutes or hours or, you know, days. You know, stuff like that is easy. When you're doing stuff that literally you can't buy, well, your imagination is the timeline, essentially. So if you're dreaming big, it's going to take some time to do it, but you're going to get that in the end result, and that's what it takes. If you're coming up with some crazy designs and you can't go pick up the phone and order it, well, it's only down to the artist that's doing it.
And that's
just that
and
simple.
That's you.
Like, that's it.
How many hands do you have?
Well, just two.
There you go. So, in fact, you even have people in here working on their own vehicles, Bub.
Yeah.
That's funny, isn't it? Hey, Bub, Mark Hoffman said the call in feed was not heard on the Facebook feed. I just heard you two talking when I hung up. So I don't know if there's a delay coming out of our New York studios.
I'm not sure.
Is everything up on the board to your to the way you like it? Okay, that's fine. So when our guest calls in, we'll be able to. In fact, we heard him just fine.
Yeah.
So it was absolutely perfect, Bub. So that's a little bit about the interior side, Bub, as we wait for Mike to go ahead and call in with us here. It's a lot to it, isn't it, Bub? Just the going back and forth is a lot.
I mean, you'll do one design 10 times when it's one off, and you may, out of those 10 times, come up with one final solution. You may have to keep going a few times to come up with what you want.
Yeah.
And that's what takes time. I mean, that's stuff you can't just charge somebody time for. I know there's companies out there that try. But you can't just charge somebody for hours and hours and hours of design time spent on the same template.
Well,
right?
We've always been the good guys and tried to go the extra mile and do the nice thing and everything. And the one thing I've learned over the past 3 years is being nice doesn't pay off anymore.
Not at all. People are only going to call you when they need something. That's, I can show you 100 examples out of my phone right now.
Exactly. I mean,
like, nobody will text you and be like, hey, man, how's your week going? You guys good? You want to go out to dinner? You want to grab a drink? You want to, you know, anything exciting going on? No, it's just, hey, can I get this from you?
Family members too, Bub.
Like, no, you see why I don't respond? There's a reason for that.
That's exactly right, man. You find
right.
out who people's true colors are, don't
always.
You,
it's what
and
can I
just,
get real quick.
Exactly. Then you just separate. You don't want anything to do with it anymore.
Yeah.
It's not worth it. The nonsense isn't worth it. The stress, the not. It's just the entitlement of people today, I think, in general, is just incredible, isn't it?
Yeah.
So you have to today, in today's society, Bub, you really have to be able to qualify the jobs you brought in. In fact, we've stopped bringing jobs in the door to catch what we have up and get them out, and we're focusing, you know, focusing solely on the modern performance anymore.
Yeah, you know, and that's well, that's where it's at, man. It's, you know, doing those bolt-ons today is, you know, you can easily obtain gobs of horsepower in today's world with today's cars, and you know, these things are coming out of the gate with most cars on average now are 400 plus horsepower, and I'm talking like junk stuff, like the Kia's V6 twin turbo
that
are coming out with more horsepower than that. So it's you know, you're getting these base model cars that are coming out of the gate really strong.
Yeah.
And now you talk about, you know, things like factory supercharged, you know, Mopars or General Motors cars, any of those cars that are coming out that have that sort of power adder or forced induction to them, you can easily take those numbers and increase them another 20-30% by just doing basic bolt-ons with supercharger pulleys, or if it's turbocharged, blow-off valves and wastegates to add some more boost pressure to it, or exhaust systems that are a little bit more wide open, less restrictive, and high flow catalytic converters, or, you know, cat deletes if you're doing off-road stuff, you know, cold air intakes, custom tunes. You can literally bump these numbers up to that 750, 800, 850 horsepower mark, literally just like that, without even touching the insides of the motor.
And that doesn't mean taking a car apart, putting a carburetor on it, putting an intake on it.
No, that's like a day's worth of work.
Yeah.
And it's done. It's like in the morning, out in the afternoon, and it's done. Like massive surgery, easily $10,000 to $15,000 upgrades, and it's done just that fast.
That's exactly right. And then people, you know, it just never.
That's where you have quick turnaround is things like that. You're not doing anything one-off. You're not doing anything other than cookie cutter. You're taking today's proven and designed products, pairing them up and bolting them on and sending it down the road.
And you know what's funny, Bub? We started the business 16 years ago. 16 years ago. That's a very, very long time ago. We poured our hearts and soul into this. And I've seen a decline in the way people treat others over those years. It's gotten real bad, hasn't it?
Yeah.
It's just, you know, and you have to now have to qualify your client like never before.
Yep.
It's part of what you have to do, right?
Mm-hmm.
But we're going to move on to the next segment here. We are going to have Mike Myers join us. Mike is a well-known author of children's books, Bub, like Dr. Seuss-esque style rhymes. And he really loves this stuff. I had a great conversation with him a couple of weeks ago on the phone. He's real passionate about this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
He enjoys it. He likes it. His parents are supportive of it. And it's just something he really, really enjoyed doing. You've seen the books. What do you think, man?
Yeah, really good stuff, man. I love it.
It's good stuff, man. And it introduces kids to the motorsports hobby, which is something I think we need, especially as we're saying, as we're moving into the new generation of people. We're seeing the Fox bodies. Like, for example, the episode we did on the Fox body Mustangs, do you see that episode getting comment after comment after comment every day?
Yeah, every day.
The new generation of guys are here, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy. So it's bolt-on stuff.
Yeah.
Right. Mike, good morning. Thank you for joining Tom and Bubba here on the number one rated internationally syndicated motorsports podcast, Doing It Bubba Style.
Hey, Tom and Bubba, how are you today?
Good, man. How you doing?
We're doing really, really good, Mike. How are you today?
Good, guys. I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
All right on, man. Bub, show everybody just a couple of these books. Like here, for example, is the coloring book. Show everybody coloring, Bub, if you don't mind for me, because you're closer to the camera over there. How about the whiny supercharger, Bub? Let's as well, man. That's a very, very cool one.
Hey, how good does that look?
It does look good, man. But
I'm a little ashamed about the fact that there's, what is that, maybe a Nissan 240 in front and there's a F-body Camaro in the middle. I mean, come on. That thing should have – the F-body should have been in front.
How about that? Look at that.
I actually used to own a 240. All my
there you go. That boy. See, now I know why. I
yeah, they're
reason.
All part of my life in some way or another. So
I love it.
I haven't had any experience with an F-body yet. So maybe take me for a ride along and a new character will pop up.
There, yeah, exactly there. So, Rich Muller, Rich, good morning. Thank you for letting us know that. I'd love to. Can you adjust his audio level up just a little bit for me?
Yeah.
Thank you so much. Hey, Rich, good morning. Where are you joining us from? I appreciate it. Let me know how the feed is coming out right now. Mike, tell us a little bit about how did you get into writing children's books and why, man?
Well, you know what? It all started with the first idea of the Noisy Snails. I never really planned on being a book author of any kind. Writing was always a little bit easier for me than mathematics growing up. And then actually just one day I was kind of hit with the idea. I was hanging out with a buddy of mine and I heard a big diesel truck in the distance. And I distinctly remember hearing the hum of the tires and the whistle of the turbo. And I just heard it kind of cruise by in the distance. And then, you know, by the time it passed, I just thought out loud to my friend, I was like, wow, that was a noisy snail. And then, from that one statement alone, I kind of created characters in my head and a story came out. As Tom, you mentioned, my parents are big supporters of me. Growing up, my dad's always been in the car business. So he raised me around motors. You know, I was growing up on dirt bikes and quads, which is kind of how I started getting my adrenaline pumping. And my mom actually is a school teacher. English language arts is her main study. And kind of between the two, I popped out. Being a children's book motorhead author, you know, it was just kind of the way it worked out.
Oh, right on. Looks like Rich Marshall up there said, turn up the caller a little bit more. So we're turning up your audio level a little bit. My beautiful bride, Robin, said it needed to come up a little bit too as well. Bob, thank you so much. So the parents were very supportive of this stuff. Why kids, man? What do you care, man? Why kids?
Well, you know what, when I came up with the idea, you know, I don't have any kids myself. And when I came up with the idea, I definitely wasn't even thinking about having kids. I was 22 years old at the time. But you know what I realized was that it was a book I would have liked to read as a kid. I knew it wasn't out there yet. So I kind of decided to just put it out there. And honestly, the response it got, even before I even had a book, when I was just kind of promoting the cover around, it just got a great response. And then after the book was an actual book and people were reading it at bedtime, I started getting pictures from fans and it really kind of hit me on, you know, what I was actually doing. I created a product that was going into, you know, a bedtime routine, you know? So at that point it kind of became important to me to really make the words mean something. And you know, from there it's just grown. I mean, I have, you know, five total books now, one being the coloring book. And, you know, I'm ready for the next one. And my writing has transitioned through the process. I've definitely, like I said, it's become really important to me in what these kids are going to hear. You know, I want it to be all positive things. There's a lot of negativity in the car scene these days. And it's nice to have something as innocent. Yeah, it's nice to have something as innocent as a children's book out there. And, you know, it gets a great response and it brings, you know, happiness and joy. So I just, you know, continued on and trying to create more of it.
And you know what, Bub, to that point, to Mike's point, something we were just discussing prior to bringing him into the show is the negativity out there, the negativity, the failure or the lack of understanding on people's part to understand how long it takes to do a real restoration on a car, man.
Yeah.
You know, it's unbelievable, man.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's
well,
crazy
to me.
We live
in a day where everybody wants everything instant. You know, people are shopping for cars now sitting on their couch. That to me blows my mind. But
it does. Yeah.
What they do is they lose the appreciation of all the hard work that goes into things like that. And I heard you guys mentioning, you know, you guys could work multiple hours on one tiny job that they might not even notice, you know, and it's just, it's unfortunate that's the way it is, but you know, you can't let it stop you guys from putting in the good work. You know, you guys, like you said, you've been a company for what, 16 years now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's not because you know, you put in half the effort, you know, you guys put in full effort and it shows. It's just, it's tough. You know, the negativity comes out very easily and it can be kind of demotivating a little bit, but it's just something that you got to work towards. Unfortunately, it's just the way the world is today. And Tom, I know we talked before about the social media being, you know, a pretty big problem in the car scene.
It is. Social media is a terrible thing in the car scene. Rich Marshall says we're doing perfect now. Good audio levels. Rich, thank you for giving us that feedback, letting us know that the audio levels are great. I really appreciate it. So I want to understand a little bit more. I mean, here you are. You're 22 years old. You don't have kids yourself. But you want to set out to touch the world. And that's one of the things that Bub and I have, I mean, Mike, voraciously tried to do. We've tried to touch people's lives in a positive manner, regardless of what we've been put through personally. But do you give up or do you just keep going? What is your, it takes a personality, a type A personality to do this stuff. What is your philosophy, man?
I turn negativity into learning experiences. You know, it's the only way to really handle it. I've had a couple situations where I really wanted to kind of just get upset about something and really kind of, you know, handle it with my first emotion. But what I've learned kind of is to take a breath, relax, and stick to the original plan. I mean, that's what's gotten me here, you know, and if I was to act on an emotion, that's kind of straying away from my plan. So it's really about, you know, you're going to hear the negativity. You're going to see the negativity. It's something that you can't avoid. But what I do is, I turn it into a learning experience, and I figure out where it came from, and then I try to avoid it in the future. You know, if it's something that I can't change and it's out of my control, then I just have to be okay with that. But the reality of it is, you know, never stop getting better is kind of my mindset. You know, if there's anywhere I can learn, I'm going to try to pick it up, you know.
Isn't that the truth, Bub? And that's certainly something you employ in every one of your builds. It's never going to be the same. Everything pushes forward. Time and time and time again, I've shown, you know, through the episodes or through, you know, social media, if you do a build today and you're doing that exact same build tomorrow, you've got the instruction sheet reading it in your hands. Why?
Well, it's the same thing that Mike's saying. You know, everything changes. Everything evolves, and it's literally happening. Not at a daily basis anymore, literally hourly. I mean, there are companies, while we're installing a certain company's product on the West Coast, they could be out redesigning their entire instruction sheet for that same exact kit and product. And that's what people do. You have to learn to evolve and you have to learn to move forward. And, you know, like Mike was saying, you know, certain things that you learn about negativity, whether through situations or things that have happened, you know, and that gives you instincts and gives you guts to, you know, move forward and know what to do and what not to do and what to involve yourself in, what not to involve yourself in later on in life. Maybe if you come across that same situation again, you become a better person. You can read things better. You can see them coming from, you know, a much further away than what they truly are.
So, Bub, one of the things that, you know, I always had envisioned, and that's why I really dug and I reached out to Mike when I started reading about this stuff with him. You know, I always wanted to author children's books. I thought it was a great way. And when I saw his product line, it's like that was always my vision. And over to him, kudos, hand off to him. I'm not going to do that. Because I don't want to step on somebody else's toes or lane. I think he's covering it absolutely perfect, you know, in what he's doing. Tell us, Mike, where do you foresee this going? You, like our show, you are enjoying international success. What's next? What's on the drawing table next? Talk to us.
Well, I'm going to just keep doing what I'm doing. I'm a children's book author, so I'm writing. You know, I have multiple stories coming out. My series, as you guys mentioned, the Motorhead Garage series, I plan on touching on every aspect of the Motorhead lifestyle. So if you're a Motorhead, you know, whatever motor you have in the garage, whatever you're working on, hopefully eventually I'm going to have a book that touches on it. So whether it's a lifted truck, a motorcycle, whatever it may be, if you consider yourself a Motorhead, hopefully I'm going to have a book that touches on the specific part of your Motorhead lifestyle that you like. Aside from that, I mean, we're looking to expand in any way we can. My girlfriend Leah has helped me a ton over the last year, and we've actually expanded a clothing line on top of our books. We're looking into do stuffed animals next. We want to bring our characters to life too. That's a big goal of mine. I want to animate them. You know, I don't have the means myself, but I'm working with a couple of guys. We'd like to turn it into like maybe a mini YouTube series or something just to get the cars actually moving and, you know, racing across the screen kind of thing.
Yeah.
You're on to something there.
Yeah. Hey, if you guys want to incorporate, you know, we can all work together on it.
I'll tell you something. I am a big fan. A lot of people don't know this. A lot of people know this about me. I hide in music. It's where I find my – it's where I go. It's where I need to be. There's something about – you're either born with a talent and an understanding of music or you're not. And it's just that black or white. Sure, everybody can listen to it and tap their feet, but you're either – it either ensconces you, Mike, or and immerses you fully where it's almost like an addiction. Take it kind of as it is, and it is what it is, right? I'm very, very deep.
I completely relate to that. I picked up a guitar a few years back, and I just didn't have that bug that you're talking about. You know, it just didn't. I could learn the chords, you know, but I didn't have it inside my soul to figure that out the right way. So I definitely understand what you mean.
And I understand what it is for Bub to build these cars the way he does as his dad. I've always understood, but being with my son every day is not only an honor and a blessing, but I know what he feels inside because I feel that inside of me, the music that sits inside of me and in my head, I need to get from my head to my fingers and from my fingers down on that fretboard. And it's gotta be perfect. But the perfection takes time, right? So as I'm laying there at night, often I am writing in my head. I'm hearing in my head. I'm feeling something going on in my head. Tell us about and that's how Bubba's described it with him in these design of these cars. You got to get up out of bed and do something with the thoughts. How is it with the books, man?
It's kind of the same thing. You know what's funny is actually my writing process kind of goes right along with my illustrator process. So I have an illustrator, Rich Wright. He's fantastic. He's done every one of my books. And you know, what's funny is I'll have books that are, you know, a very rough draft that I kind of go along and I know what page I need to illustrate it. And then it's kind of funny after I get that page, I look at it and that kind of inspires me for the next page. You know, it's like, I see the visuals. Rich, he didn't know too much about cars to start. So I did have to kind of explain things with, you know, different visual aids and, you know, things to kind of help him along to get the picture that I wanted. You know, but his visions after what I tell him to do, when they come out in an actual image back to me, it's inspiring every time. You know, I get one of these pictures and it's like, I'm ready for the next page. You know, it's very motivating. So it's kind of just working, you know, hand in hand with him along the way. But it starts with that creative vision. And Bub, I'm sure you can relate to this, but when you see a car, it's a blank canvas, you know. I like buying cars that, you know, somebody really hasn't put their hands on much yet, but I can see through it. Like, for example, I drive a 2004 IS300, and it took me about a year to find it because I was looking for a 5-speed and I wanted, you know, under 100,000 miles. But when I actually found the car that I own today, it was, you know, a couple months away from rotting away in a driveway. It was, it had two cracked wheels, a busted steering rack. I literally limped it onto the trailer. But I knew what I had because in my head I saw it, you know, a month later.
Yes, yep.
So, you know, I bring it home, I replace the steering rack, I bought a set of wheels and tires for it, and it's been my daily driver for 6 years now. So it's,
those things are super, super good potential there, too. I mean, you drop a 2JZ out of a soup in that car, you've got to sleep 900 horse.
Absolutely. And that's honestly the plan. You know, I've already told myself I'm never selling it. I did just actually find it was a grandma special one owner Subaru, that I couldn't pass up. So now I have an extra daily. So with the Lexus kind of off the road a little bit, I think I'm going to get under the hood a little more. It's been, you know, like I said, it's been 6 years of being my daily. So I've kind of just kept up with maintenance and, you know, progressed it from where I got it. But I think it's time to really, put some nice upgrades in it. Just what you said, Bubba, a nice, you know, a real 2J in it would do a lot for it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Right on, man. Right on. Well, Mike, we're up against the top of the hour. Listen, man, we're going to have you back in here. I love what you're doing, man. Please, please, please keep it. Let's use these books in a very positive manner, man. Let's get out there and bring these kids into the motorsports. Kids about being positive and not negative. Let's teach these kids what it means not to gossip and be negative. Let's teach kids what it means to not be entitled, but to work hard and to treat others with dignity and respect, man, through the literary word that you're putting out there, man. Should we do that, man?
Absolutely. Nothing but positivity on my end. And I feel like if everybody commits positivity, that's all there'll be left. You know, it's unfortunate.
Yep.
We do have, you know, the negatives in the world, but yeah. And to your point, 100%. And just to bring you guys up to speed, the next book is actually about motorcycles. So
here's what I need you to do. I need to have you in. I need you in as our guest when that book releases, please.
Okay, absolutely. I would be more than honored to be.
We'd love to have you here. We would love.
Just real quick, I just want to let everybody know, like, this next book, like I said, it's motorcycles. And obviously, the big thing with motorcycles is safety. So I'm going to promote safety at, you know, the youngest age possible. You know, I remember my first books growing up, and I keep thinking about it. If I had a book that told me to look for motorcycles when I was driving a car, it's something I would never forget. So
that's,
you know,
yeah,
as much as we all have this passion for motorcycles, but, you know, everybody's got to be aware of them. So
yes,
quite
absolutely.
Save a life just isn't quite enough these days, in my opinion, you know, with the way that roads are, it's dangerous out there. I mean, I rode for 5 years, and I'm honestly a little afraid to ride on the street these days. So,
nah, man, I don't have that fear. I get out there every chance I get. I got to tell you.
Yeah, you know what?
It
is something you kind of just got to work through.
Yep. It really is. It really is. So, you know what, Mike, how does everybody get in touch with you, man?
Facebook, Instagram. Facebook, we're Motorhead Garage Productions. Instagram, we're also Motorhead Garage Productions with obviously no spaces. And then we have a website, mhgproductions.com. So any one
phone
of those,
number.
You'll be able to find an avenue right to me. Phone numbers, 856-291-1365.
I want to have you back, please, especially on the motorcycle book comes out. I think you should have a bike named Bubba. How's that sound?
I might be able to make that work.
I could imagine, or at least a character
I'm
named Tom Bubba.
I'm in the final stages of it right now. You know,
right on,
you know,
man.
What's funny is I have a character that I added on the last page, and he didn't have a name yet. So maybe I'll shoot you a Facebook message, and we'll talk about it.
Right on. We'll get on a phone call because I enjoy our conversations immensely when we speak.
Even better.
Thank you so much, Mike. We appreciate it. We will be talking to you very soon. Ladies and gentlemen, the world-renowned international children's book author, Mr. Mike Myers. Pat Pomoda out there, what's up? We are at the top of the hour. Run a little bit over, Pat, saying hi from Nova, meaning Northern Virginia. I visited the Fairfax shop years ago. Pat, hey, how are you, man? Thank you for staying up with us. It has been 16 long years for Bob and I, some very good years, some not so good years. But it's all about me being with my son every day, and that's what means the most to us. The Fairfax location was really cool. That was right there on Arlington Boulevard, Bob, renamed Fairfax Boulevard at Fairfax Circle. What was it? Fairfax Boulevard and Pickett Road, correct? Isn't that what it was?
Yeah, something like that.
Something like that. And that shop is now gone, Bob.
Yeah, all gone.
It's all redeveloped.
Yep.
About that. Pat, have you checked into the old area lately? Give us an update on what it's like. Ladies and gentlemen, that's going to do it for this episode of Doing It Bubba Style, the number one rated internationally syndicated motorsports podcast. Brought to you on iTunes, Blog Talk Radio. I understand from our producer, Amy Domestico, over at BTR, we have a phone call this week, Bub. They are moving us on to an even larger platform. Excited to hear about that.
Yep.
I'll find out more about that and share it with the world. Ladies and gentlemen, let's do what we are talking about today. Let's be positive. Doesn't matter what comes your way, man. Always stay up on the positive side of things. Even when you think it's the worst, it's the best. You know, we were in the gym the other day, Bub. A buddy of ours who had cancer that we work out with really kind of beat it through, man. And I saw him the other day, and he came up and put his arm around me. He said, "How you doing, buddy?" And I said, "Good, man." I said, "How are you?" He goes, "I'm in chemotherapy again." And I didn't want to touch the subject, man. And I thought, you know, it ain't so bad, Bob.
Yeah.
It ain't so bad. You can get through the rest of it, right?
Yep.
If you're strong, you can fight through anything. Doesn't matter what they throw at you.
Pretty much.
Let's reach out to touch somebody's life in a very positive manner, ladies and gentlemen. Let's open the door for somebody whose hands are full, shall we? Let's make sure that if somebody's got – I don't know what that is, Bob. It's not on this side. It could be over here on this side, Bob. Let's make sure we open the door for somebody's hands are full. You know what? If somebody's got holes in the bottom of their shoes, let's make sure that you give them a pair of your shoes. Guys, you got a little pair of sweaty shoes in the back of your trunk. How about that? And you know what, ladies and gentlemen? One other thing I'd love for you to do for me, if somebody's standing on the corner and it says, will work for food. Do me a favor, man. Right there at Sitco or 7-Eleven or whatever it is. Pull in a power bar and a protein drink is cheaper than your designer cup of coffee, right, Bub?
Yeah, let's wrap this up, dude.
Until Friday, Bub, at 11 o'clock Eastern Standard Time on the Bubba's Motorsports Network, Bub, Facebook page. Keep on
doing it Bubba style.
Doing it Bubba style, ladies and gentlemen.